Welcome to the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by X2 Comedy. If you're looking to get more out of your Shenandoah Valley experience, then this is the podcast for you. You'll meet interesting people, musicians, and comedians that perform here and find out more about what you can do and see. Whether you live here or plan to visit, listen to explore what makes our unique slice of heaven. Now here's your host, Don Davis Womack.
Ho, 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 laughers. As one of our special guests today, Santa, would say, get ready for a delightful journey into the magical world of Christmas as Santa and his lovely wife, Mrs. Claus, join us on a Zoom call all the way from the North Pole. It is that magical time of the year again when the air shimmers with the promise of wonder and joy. And who better to bring that spirit alive than this jolly duo, Santa and Mrs. Claus? They are known for spreading cheer and goodwill, making every moment feel like a sprinkle of stardust. But what lies beyond the well-known tales of gift giving and snowy sleigh rides? This year, we're taking a different route, exploring the untold tales and the unseen magic that weaves the fabric of their lives in the North Pole. This is the third year in a row we have interviewed the Clauses, and we are thrilled to have a brand new set of questions to uncover the enchanting mysteries behind the red suit and the baking apron. So without further ado, let's peek behind the curtains and unveil the playful secret history of Santa and Mrs. Claus. Welcome to the show, Santa and Mrs. Claus. It's a delight to have you both on today.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Hi, Dawn. Thanks for having us.
I just love you guys. You are two of my favorite people. And every time I see you, I cannot stop smiling and giggling.
Thank you.
You just make my heart go pity-pat.
It's always fun to talk to you.
Yes, I know you've known me for a long time, Santa. And thank you for being so good to me.
Well, you've always been on the nice list, so.
Did you hear that, laughers? Thank you. Thank you. I have a great question I wanted to start out with, and that is, what's a cherished tradition in the North Pole that nobody knows about, Santa and Mrs. Claus?
Well, before I leave with all the presents on the sleigh, I have to put on my special long red underwear with the ho, ho, ho on the back flap. Keeps me warm on the sleigh all night long.
It is a special Christmas Eve long johns.
It's like athletes almost, you know, almost, in that they wear something special lots of times.
It's kind of a good luck suit.
Yes, I love that. Do you both have a favorite holiday joke or prank that you play on the elves or each other?
Oh, I have a good joke. See, there's Frosty and Santa and Jesus walk into a bar.
Oh, Santa, you can't tell that on the podcast.
Well, that's the only joke I have. So.
Well, sometimes we take the Jelly Belly game a little further, where they have the different flavors of Jelly Bellies, but instead we use candy canes. And not all of them are good flavors.
I like the regular candy.
We like the peppermint.
The peppermint. What do they do when they get the flavors that they didn't expect?
We let the elves eat those.
Yeah, no. They're good spirit. They're good sports about it. They know it's all in good fun. Nobody wants a pickle flavored candy cane.
I don't want a pickled flavored candy cane. Laughers, do you want pickled flavored candy canes? I don't know. People have different tastes out there. Maybe somebody would enjoy that.
Maybe. But we're strictly peppermint fans.
I'm with you guys. This has been many, many years that you have been blessing families all over the world. It's got to be filled with so many incredible memories. And I'm wondering, what is the most interesting gift, though, that Santa has ever received from a child? You're the one giving most of the time. But on the other end, what is the most interesting gift you have ever seen?
I think probably the most interesting thing that a child has given to me is pictures of the puppies that we brought them the previous years and how well they're doing. So we love to see, you know, the little animals that we bring. Yeah, we love to see that they're doing well.
And they continue to bring joy to the families for many years. So it's always good to see them, you know, part of the family and how the happiness kind of carries through.
Oh, yeah. We got a new little puppy in our home that's about 5 pounds named Sprite. So we got her a little bit before Christmas, but I'll still send you a picture, Santa.
Okay. I'll make sure to bring Sprite a little milk bone or something
for Christmas Eve.
Oh, thank you. She will love it. Just don't take her with you.
I have enough of them in this sleigh to begin with.
Now, also, Santa, we talked about your underwear, but have you ever had a wardrobe malfunction on Christmas Eve? And if so, how did you handle it?
Well, don't tell Mrs. Claus. She can't listen to this. But in Taylor Swift's house, one time, my suspenders failed. And it showed off that ho-ho-ho underwear a little too much, if you know what I mean.
Did she catch you?
Well, she was still sleeping, fortunately, because otherwise I'd have the Kansas City Chiefs coming after me. So.
Or a song written about you.
One or the other.
And you just ran out. The gift's already delivered, so you just pulled your pants up and ran out of there.
So I just held the suspenders up and took off.
Back up the chimney.
That's hilarious. I want to know, too, it's got to be different around the North Pole for Christmas. And we all have a lot of holiday traditions that we do that have been passed down through our families. But you guys are different cats and have a different life than the rest of us. Do you have any non-traditional ways that you celebrate the holidays in the North Pole?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. When Christmas Eve is all over with, Mrs. Claus does not want to cook anymore.
I've made so many cookies.
She's done. So we usually get takeout that I pick up on the way home. And sometimes her favorite, which is the preposterous gourmet popcorn.
What?
When he's in Bridgewater.
When I'm in Bridgewater, I pick her up a tin.
There's a fabulous Christmas flavor. We were just talking about peppermint, and you can get the peppermint popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll pick her up some treats and probably some takeout on the way home.
That's awesome. What kind of takeout do you get? From where? Does she change it up every year, Santa? Does she put in different requests or is it the same old, same old?
We like Elfer Barrel. They have a lot of different choices. It's kind of like Cracker Barrel, but the elves take care of it for us. So I'll stop there on the way home because it's close.
Ah. And what's your favorite meal at Elfer Barrel, Mrs. Claus?
Probably country fried steak.
As long as you're not cooking it, it's sounding good.
As long as I'm not making it. It's cold in the North Pole. I like warm comfort food. After a long Christmas season, it's always nice to just warm comfort food.
You mentioned you make lots of cookies. If you had to guess how many cookies every holiday season you make, thousands. Is that even possible?
Thousands of cookies.
And that's just what I eat. Forget about the elves.
Well, I'm able to start early and freeze some, but most of them are closer to Christmas itself. But
quite a few,
lots and lots of cookies.
And I know Santa eats a lot of cookies, and I believe we've asked him his favorite cookie in a previous episode, and he said any cookie that's round or something like that.
I like them all as long as they're round.
But how about you, Mrs. Claus? What's your favorite kind of Christmas cookie?
I like sugar cookies. I like the sugar cookies because you can use all my sugar or all my cookie cutters and decorate them with the colored sugars and all the different colored icings and make fun shapes and sugar cookies. Because you can make them into anything.
Yeah, I'm a sugar cookie fan too myself. I like that and the thumbprint cookies. Have you ever tried the thumbprint cookies?
Yes, of course.
That's a holiday old tradition. School. It is. It's a holiday tradition that our family had growing up, and now I make those.
I've been making cookies for many, many years.
It is a bit of a throwback, but they are really wonderful. And speaking of food delights, what's your secret recipe? I hear you make hot cocoa. That's what I want to ask about for the elves. So what's your secret recipe that keep the elves in high spirits during the holidays?
Well, I have several different flavors. But my favorite one, that we call it Polar Express, and it actually is a cardamom dark chocolate hot chocolate with half and half. And we do use a hot chocolate mix, or sometimes real chocolate, dark chocolate syrup, ground cinnamon, ground cardamom, and then a cold milk foam on top. So it is, we have different ones.
It's quite good.
Yeah. That's sort of the fan favorite.
And you said it was called Polar Express?
It's called that's what we call it, Polar Express.
Polar Express.
Yeah. We have different ones where we include coffee.
Yeah. Or
we even have one we make called the Grinch that we use green in. And even some have maple syrup. Very different, but always very sweet and rich chocolatey flavors. But the Polar Express with the cardamom and dark chocolate is the favorite.
Now, the elves that drink the hot cocoa, they're not really coffee drinkers. It's just hot cocoa.
Can you imagine those little guys with extra caffeine? No, they already don't sleep. They are busy, busy, busy. We try to limit their coffee intake.
Okay.
That's more for Santa and I.
Yeah, they're jittery enough.
They're jittery enough. They don't need any more. So no. Then do you have a hot cocoa limit that they can have per day?
Can usually tell by the elf if he's had enough.
There's sort of field tests for
how much
sugar they can take.
Yeah, how much sugar is
good. So it just depends on the elf is what I'm hearing.
That's
how
right.
much hot cocoa they can have.
That's right.
Oh.
It involves walking a straight line also. Too much sugar, you just can't do it.
That's right.
Kind of like they do when the cops stop you kind of thing. Is that what we're talking about?
Maybe.
Okay.
Mrs. Claus doesn't put up with much.
No. We gotta keep the North Pole safe.
That's true. We need that place to stay safe so we can see Santa every year delivering our gifts. Now I know you guys, you like cookies, and this hot cocoa is a hot treat. And speaking of yummy goodness that can keep your spirits elevated and delight your taste buds, like mine are right now, it's none other than gourmet popcorn from our sponsor, Pre-Popstress, Shenandoah Valley's only award-winning popcorn. Laffers, it's so good. Even Mrs. Claus says so, because she gets it with her takeout. Isn't that right, Claus?
Absolutely.
It looks great. You're making me hungry.
Well, you're in luck. I mean, I know you pick it up for Mrs. Claus on your way back after you've done all your things on Christmas Eve. But our sponsor is going to be sending you some free pops for a gourmet popcorn this year for being a guest on our show.
Oh, wow. Nice. Look forward to that.
Yeah, that's going to be amazing. See, now this delivery is going to be on us.
Thank you.
You are welcome. And the good news about them, which you guys already know, but Laffers, their kernels are grown right here in the valley, and their factory is 100% nut-free. Their popcorn makes a great gift for any occasion, birthdays, anniversaries, Christmas, literally anything. And they offer Laffers a discount. Just use promo code LAFF15 to get 15% off when you visit prepopstress.com. That's PrePopstress.com, and choose from a variety of their delicious, sweet, and savory flavors today. And during the holidays, they even have themed flavored options like gingerbread and peppermint. So don't miss out. That's so good. Now back to you.
Yes. I'm hungry.
Well, we're going to send you some popcorn to help you out with that.
Wonderful. Wonderful. It's my favorite.
I know. You like the peppermint, is what you were saying.
Absolutely.
I love the peppermint, too. It's one of my favorites.
Oh, good.
Now, back to you, Santa. Have you ever had to deal with a case of mistaken identity outside of Christmas season?
Well, when we go south, and I mean the tropic south, in the off season, a lot of times little kids will look at me kind of sideways because I'm incognito, but I look like Santa a little bit. And I've usually got a Hawaiian shirt on, but it's got little reindeer and Santa Clauses on it. And so sometimes I'll get a curious child that will notice me. And so I'll give them kind of the you know, don't give it away sort of shush signal. And I'll talk to them quietly, maybe, but I won't make a big deal out of it. Because after all, we are on vacation.
But the beard is always kind of a giveaway.
Yes, it does kind of come travel with me no matter what I wear. So,
yeah. And do you give your identity away when they do that? Or how do you handle that situation?
Well, usually I'll pull that child to the side and kind of talk quietly to them, you know, and I'll ask them, you know, if they're being good and let them know that I'm on vacation, but I'll listen to what they have to say.
And even though the adults no longer really see the twinkle in his eyes, the kids will always see it.
Mm. They still notice me.
So you can't go anywhere, can you?
No, it's tough. It's tough. It's hard to be an incognito Santa.
When you're the real deal, there's yeah. no missing you. I yeah. love it. Are there any famous legends or myths about Santa's early adventures that no one knows about Mrs. Claus or Santa in your early days? You've been here for centuries.
Well, in the early days, I wasn't very good getting up and down the chimney.
Really?
I had to kind of figure that out. We sent
a rope with him the first year just in case.
Yeah, I wasn't sure how that was going to work. And the magic just kind of took over, the Christmas magic. As I got more and more experience with it, you know, I didn't need the rope anymore and I could just go up and down.
Mm.
Even though I've put on some weight.
Part of the magic.
Yeah. So you started out as kind of a thinner guy, right?
Mm-hmm. And then. Well, didn't we all?
And now all those cookies, they started adding up.
Catch up with you.
Mrs. Claus keeps having to take out the suit a little bit each year. So,
what was it like the first time you stood up there to go down a chimney for the first time? Was that scary experience?
It was scary. You know, I wasn't really sure what to expect, if it was going to work or if I was going to get stuck or if I wasn't going to fit at all.
Although he was a big fan of the housing styles in the 70s when the roofs, they made all the houses with flat roofs. It was much easier taking off and landing. I remember him reaching out to me, delivering, and saying, "You won't believe this neighborhood in Beverly Hills. Everything is flat." And it was very easy for him.
The reindeer didn't have to balance on a curved roof or a slanted roof.
The 1940s styles with the Tudors, those were very steep, and he was a little more concerned then. But he's got it down, Pat.
It took some time, but we figured it all out.
Yeah, there are bigger houses and then smaller houses and then houses without chimneys. Mm-hmm. That must have been interesting the first time you ran into that.
And sometimes now they leave keys for me if they don't have a chimney so I can get in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Over time, we figured it all out.
Yeah. Now you're a pro. Look at you. How many years have you been doing this now? Hundreds of years. Wow. What do you think was the easiest thing to do early on?
And probably just there were a lot fewer kids that knew I was around early on. So getting them the presents that they really wanted was.
And
was
gifts easier. Were much simpler then.
Yeah.
When he started, remember the tradition with the orange in the toe of your stocking? That has sort of gone the way of memories now. It's not really something people do anymore. People would put nuts in the stockings. And
it certainly changed over the years what the kids expect. And I think
something as simple as shoes or.
Yeah, early on, we'd get requests, maybe one or two gifts. Now there's a whole list. So I think that's probably the what made it easier early on.
Technology has changed the gift giving over the years.
Yeah, I would say. What do you think is the hardest thing now then? Is it the volume or what would you say is the hardest?
There's a lot more gifts. There's a lot more kids that know about me. So yeah, it's fitting it all into one night.
And updating the factory to the technological changes with the gifts that are being given.
Have to constantly be retooling. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But that's what we do all off season.
Let's figure all of that out. So then, in comparison, what was the hardest thing early on and the easiest thing now?
Probably the hardest thing early on was figuring out how to get the gifts there until we realized that the reindeer could fly. And once we realized that and we hooked up the sleigh and it made it a lot easier.
When you started, it was a lot more local. And then it expanded before he went worldwide.
Yeah. So I guess developing the skills of the reindeer, widening out our reach and getting more elves on board, all those things happened over years and years and years that we had to adjust.
It's gone from a simple gift giving to a huge business venture of giving.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
That's right.
And then what is the easiest part today? Or is there an easy part?
The easiest part today is eating the cookies that the kids leave. Cookies and milk? That's my favorite part.
That's why Mrs. Paws is not your
suit. Snacks. His easiest part are snacking.
My gosh, I love it. Mrs. Claus, what's the most unexpected request you've received in a letter to the North Pole?
I was actually approached via letter to present a TED Talks presentation.
Really?
About women and being in a somewhat powerful situation. Being married to Santa Claus is not a task everyone's familiar with. It's strong behind the scenes supporter.
Requires a special woman.
Absolutely. And there's so many strong women out there who are leading or supporting that I was a natural fit for the presentation that they were looking for. So that was kind of an honor to be asked to do that.
I would. Yeah.
I'm working on it.
You're working on it.
I'm working on it. Yeah. It will be my one chance to really kind of put it out there.
I would love to see it and I would love to hear it. It's not every day that someone is married to a Christmas legend.
That's right. That's right.
That has so many stories to tell with so much wisdom.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And seen it's so much change over the years.
It's an incredible role of support that I couldn't do it
without her.
Yeah. Oh, what would you say is the easiest? I'm on this easiest, hardest thing right now. So what would you say is the easiest part of supporting Santa? And what is the hardest part of supporting Santa in your role as Mrs. Claus?
The easiest part is being part of the joy and magic of Christmas. That is just almost an honor to be a part of. The sheer joy and magic that it brings people. Making people happy is just the greatest thing in the world. And to be a part of the Claus franchise, if you will, it just brings so much joy. That is the greatest, easiest part of it all. The hardest part is the secretive component. People can't know who you are. And it's also part of the magic, but you want to shout it from the rooftops, but you can't. part of the magic is that's the hardest part, is keeping it a secret. But the best part is the joy. The easiest part is the joy it brings people.
I love that answer. You've got a swanky sleigh these days, Santa.
It's pretty fancy.
It is pretty fancy. But if you could add any modern gadget to your sleigh, what would it be?
It really needs a cup warmer for the cocoa. So I have cup holders. I need a cup warmer, something that keeps it nice and the right temperature for me.
Okay.
So that's the next thing I'm going to add.
You can add on so you can carry that Polar Express cocoa with you.
Absolutely. So we won't have to take that big thermos.
Yeah, if I don't drink it fast enough, it gets cold.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Oh, and that reminds me, I guess I'm sort of breaking the rules here on asking this brand new set of questions when I ask this next one, but it's a fun one to ask every year, I think. And it's about this, the last two holiday seasons, we talked about how the Laffers can follow Santa live on a Christmas Eve tracker. Can you two refresh us on how the Laffers can do that? And what is that website again? Can you tell us all about
that? Sure. That's how I keep track of where Santa is and what he's doing. It's called noradsanta.org, NORADSANTA.org. There's an app and it starts December 1st. It can, it tracks where he is, how many gifts he's giving out, where he is in the world, and the path that he follows. And it's, he's very busy that night. So he doesn't always answer my phone calls or my texts, but if I log into NORAD Santa, I know where he is, he's safe, what he's seeing.
And I think originally the US government was a little bit afraid of me being up there and crashing into one of their planes, maybe. So. I work with them now and they're able to track where I am and we can avoid any unfortunate incidents.
But it's a very useful tool. And that way kids will know when they need to go to bed. Because if he gets to their house and they're still up, he's gonna have to pass on by. So you'll know when he starts in Australia and where he is in the world and how much longer till he gets to your area.
Why do you start in Australia every year? Is this a time zone thing?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah,
they're the earliest time zone to get midnight.
Perfect. Okay.
Yep. So they'll be the first ones up in the morning. So those presents have to be there.
Okay. Well, that's a lot of activity that's happening on Christmas Eve, getting all over the world, delivering all these presents. I can imagine that it can be a bit tiring. Is it tiring? It is. Okay. I mean, how do you manage that while you're flying all around? Or are you on adrenaline because you've worked all year?
Well, I've got a pretty good sugar rush going on with all those cookies
and Polar Express chocolate and
so on. So that keeps me going for a good while. But it doesn't take as long as you would think because of the time zone changes. And really, the magic of Christmas kind of slows everything down to allow us to do our work. But we're really not moving through time as fast as you would think.
That's the magic of it.
It's the magic of Christmas. And because of that, it seems like a regular work day for us, even though we're getting all the way around the world.
Feels like a little quantum physics is involved somehow.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know the math or anything like that, but
you just know the magic.
We get it done.
The elves assure me
it works. It's worked for hundreds of years. Yeah.
They've assured me it works. So
yeah, they are trusty partners in that regard. That's for sure. So then after all the hustle and bustle and you get back home, how do the both of you relax after the holiday season madness? Are there any favorite post-Christmas activities? Say
it's a big nap.
For the
first day or so, I like to sleep. Okay. So Mrs. Claus, because it's the elf's day off. So we really have no work to do that day. And then usually a couple of days later, we like to head for the tropics and get my Hawaiian shirt out and kind of just relax in the sun and take it easy.
And while we're gone, the elves will detail the sled for him.
Yeah, it looks nice when they come back.
So
it's all ready for the next year.
Absolutely.
There's some unique fashion trends happening in general, but I'm wondering if there are any trends among the elves fashion-wise that you've seen this year, Mrs. Claus. Can you talk about that?
There's a new style that we've noticed. Some of the elves are starting to wear their Christmas pajamas to the factory. They're wearing their pajamas to work lately. They're very cute, very stylish. It's just something new we're seeing more of.
Wow.
So,
And they're holiday themed, Christmas themed, or is it just a little bit of
everything? Oh, no, everything is holiday themed.
Okay. Red and green.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So more. Some are very fancy. Some are very fancy pajamas. They're very cute, very stylish.
Yeah, that seems to be the new trend.
Absolutely. So
I love that.
Yeah. I'm not partaking in that.
I was going to ask.
No. I still have my long skirts and my apron. But the pajamas.
I'm far too old to change from my red suit.
Yeah.
Sticking with the red suit, unless you're in the tropics, is what.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Are there any new dance moves or songs the elves have that you've seen them pick up recently? You know, there's different dances that go viral and all of that.
Yeah. In the past, they've liked to dance to Christmas music and classic rock, things like that. But lately, they seem to be partial to country music, like Jason and Isabel. They like Hannah Waddingham is coming out with some new stuff as well. She's from the Ted Lasso series.
Yes, I love her. Yes,
so there's some good new stuff coming out from her, and that's the kind of stuff they typically like.
But once they got access to Spotify and Pandora, things sort of changed up there.
Yeah, the Christmas music is still around, but they don't listen to it exclusively anymore.
They always love pentatonics.
Yeah,
Pentatonics is a great. Yeah. Oh, I love that. That's all a cappella, right?
That's what I love about them.
Yeah, they're amazing. I love that group. So they're getting into the pop culture up there.
Mm-hmm.
They are. And rather than me trying to stop it, I just let it go because there's not too much that.
It's all fun.
Yeah, there's not too much that we can do about it anyway. So we let them enjoy it.
I remember in the previous annual episodes when we were talking about life at the North Pole, you all talked about how it's just pretty much what we have here with grocery stores and theaters and all those different things. So since they're in the pop culture, does that mean the People magazines and all of that can be found when you're checking out at the grocery store too up in the North Pole?
Sure. I mean, they put those everywhere.
Yeah,
you can't get away from them.
And you're sitting there watching some of the elves taking a break, reading People magazine and drinking Polar Express. Is that
they know everything's going on now?
Tell you when you're like, I don't know what this elf is talking about.
I'm behind the times. I'm kind of set in the 1700s at some.
Every once in a while, they'll bring us a copy and say, look what this person did. Should they really be on the nice list? So,
keep an eye on what's happening.
Absolutely.
What do you do? And when they question that, should we move
We get out the big snow globe and make sure it's not a story from the Inquirer.
Fact check it. Okay.
That's it.
Has anybody moved over to the naughty list or you don't want to say?
Yeah, that's kind of fluid. It changes every year. Changes as the year goes on.
You can get off of the naughty list. You can't, once you're on it, you don't have to stay on it. You can go back to the nice list.
Okay. Because there's always hope.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love that. Speaking of hope, what's the most heartwarming moment you all have experienced over the centuries?
I can speak to that one. Since every once in a while, I will go with Santa to some of the visits before Christmas. Sometimes when he makes an appearance and children come to see him, I'm fortunate enough to go down. And we had a little girl come with her mother, a baby. And I always want to hold the babies. And I said, oh, what a precious little elf you have. And she said, I adopted her yesterday. Aww. And it was the sweetest moment. The mom cried and I cried and I just loved on that little baby. It was just a sweet, genuine moment of Christmas magic, of just magic in general, just love. And a lot of special needs and people come to see us because And people try to rush us to take pictures, and there's no right. You just want to spend time with people, young people, children, older people, and just share the magic and don't rush anyone. We want to talk to the children. And we had a little girl come to us that was hearing impaired. And I guess mom didn't realize that Santa is multilingual and I sign. And the little girl was hearing impaired, and the mom said she's not going to be able to talk to you. And I immediately asked the little girl if she liked surprises and what she wanted for Christmas. And it was just, the little girl was so thrilled that I could communicate with her. And the mother was so gracious and grateful. And it was just, those kind of moments are what brings the joy to being
part of why we do it.
That is the true magic of Christmas right there.
I love that so much. Wow. Did you have anything to add to those memorable moments, Santa, for you?
No, I think that Mrs. Claus hit it right on the head. It's those type of heartwarming moments that make what we do worthwhile.
Just the interaction.
Yeah, that's precious and a beautiful lead in to my final question as we wrap up here, because I know you guys are busy, so I don't want to take up too much of your time. This is a crazy part of the year, but we would be remiss if we didn't ask you to, what is your holiday wishes for the Laughers this season?
You want me to?
Obviously we want everybody to have a healthy, happy Christmas, Merry Christmas, and see their families and enjoy the season
throughout the year, and just share kindness with each other. Be kind to each other. Differences, likenesses, whatever it is, be kind. Embrace each other
and spread around that Christmas cheer
all year long.
That's right. That's right. It shouldn't just be one day a year or a couple days a year. It should be the whole year round.
Because we're all one.
Absolutely.
And sharing in our humanity.
We are all in this together.
We are all in this together. Yeah. And we need to lift each other up and be there for each other.
Share joy and find joy.
I love this message, Santa, Mrs. Claus. You're beautiful souls. I love you so much. And Laughers, if you would like to hear more Q&As where I ask them different questions than the ones you've heard today to get a more in-depth look into the lives of Santa and Mrs. Claus, be sure to go back and listen to episode 34 and episode 90 from the last two holiday seasons right here on Virginia's for Laughers podcast. A podcast about all things getting choked up, about all things not gigging in the Shenandoah Valley. Thank you so much, Santa and Mrs. Claus. This has been such a delight chatting up with the two of you today on all things Christmas in the North Pole. What a joy and blessing to spend time with you during this crazy holiday season. Thank you again so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having us. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas indeed. Laughers, remember you can track Santa on the website, NORADSanta.org, or on their app. And we'll be sure to put that website in the show notes for you as well. And don't forget that discount on Preposterous using promo code LAUGH15 at preposterous.com. That way you can munch on it on next week's episode or purchase it as another gift this holiday season. And lastly, and most importantly, thanks for tuning in, Laughers. Out of all the podcasts out there, you picked us. And we think that's pretty darn special, just like you. Until next time, keep smiling. Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by X2 Comedy. We'll be dropping a new podcast every Wednesday, so check back for another uplifting episode. Come to an X2 Comedy show or let us bring one to you. To find out more, head to x2comedy.com. Be sure to share this podcast with a friend, and until next time, cheers.